Good afternoon. Low pressure to our south and a strong high pressure to our north have combined over the last few days to produce a chilly and damp onshore flow with occasional rain showers and temperatures holding well below normal. That low pressure center, though, will slide south and east of Long Island today and will begin a drying process through the afternoon. Still, though, there are so many low clouds and a bunch of moisture in place that it's going to be difficult to see any sunshine. The best chance for some bright spots and even some breaks of sunshine will be in northern New York and out in the Mohawk Valley towards central New York, although some bright spots may occur even in the greater Capital District, but a more difficult time to see anything in the way of sunshine, lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. In these places, temperatures will hold in the 50s to around 60, while areas that see some bright spots and breaks of sun will be in the lower to middle 60s today. Skies will clear out everywhere tonight, and it'll be a cool night with temperatures back into the 40s. We'll have areas of fog developing, and with high pressure building in from the Great Lakes for tomorrow, we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures thanks to that sun, with highs in the lower 70s. Sunshine will give way to some cloud cover on Thursday as a return southerly flow around that high pressure center will bring some moisture back in. Still enough sunshine to get us into the mid-70s. That southerly flow will produce enough moisture that when a cold front approaches on Friday, we'll see a chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around to round out the work week, highs remaining in the mid-70s. That front will clear through on Friday night, leaving us with increasing sunshine on Saturday and highs in the mid-70s, and staying dry, breezy, and warm on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over much of the northern plains. Plain rain will transition to severe thunderstorms with daytime heating today in the Dakotas east into Minnesota. Supercells are likely by late afternoon as low-level destabilization occurs. This, combined with veering wind profiles, will favor large hail and perhaps an isolated tornado. Storm motions will be slow, but may accelerate and change the mode to more of a mesoscale convective system as cell mergers occur into the evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Togo, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers in the upper 50s, Boston cloudy, damp, breezy with showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 53, the record high 94 set in 1895, and the record low 39 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:27 p.m., 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with a scattered shower today, perhaps some late day breaks of sun with highs near 60. Clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cool with a scattered shower possible today, perhaps some late-day breaks of sun with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and cool with a few scattered showers today and highs right around 60. Clearing tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cool, a scattered shower possible today, perhaps some breaks of sunshine late in the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Clearing tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, lower 70s, sunshine giving way to some clouds Thursday, mid-70s, a shower or storm possible Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-70s. Increasing sunshine on Saturday in the mid-70s, then upper 70s on Sunday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.